Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. You just never know.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter. Yeah.
He's at work today. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I hate all of his family and friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend of 2 years has been talking about marriage, but I hate all of his family and friends. We're both 33 years old and we met online. I got offered a job promotion and a transfer to the city where my boyfriend grew up. We decided I'd take the job and we'd get married, so we relocated to the city that he grew up in. We bought a house within a week of moving and it all happened quickly. After we got settled, he decided it was time for me to meet his parents. They don't live together, but they are married. He said it's complicated. I thought it was strange that I'd never met them, but he always said there's no rush. Now I know why. So here's what happened to make me hate everyone. We invited everyone out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to go to a buffet restaurant. I don't like eating at buffets, and it's not because I'm bougie. It's because I got very sick one time from eating at a buffet, and that has scarred me for life. Two of my boyfriend's childhood friends came to dinner with us, along with his mom, dad, sister, and his sister's 4 children. His homeboys smelled like they work at a weed factory, and they were rapping illicit lyrics at the table. His parents got into an argument because his dad called his mom a trick, and she flipped him off. I won't even mention the 4 little filthy children that were running all around the restaurant. My boyfriend paid the bill for all these grown people, and he looks so embarrassed. He's whispered that he hopes this isn't a deal breaker. I don't want any of these people to ever come to our house, but how do I tell him that? He's not at all like them. So do you think he will understand if I'm honest? Well, yeah, I think he'll understand, but I don't think you should tell him that. You definitely can't tell him in that way that you don't ever want them to come to your house. You got to remember you're marrying him and not his family. And we know you hate all of them and you don't care for them. But like I said, please don't tell him that. I mean, you can think of other ways to say it, you know, or if they're coming over, you know, you're busy or whatever the situation. I mean, there are still his family no matter what. The great part, you know, look at the positive. He wanted you to meet them, okay? It was about time you met his family. And that's pretty big because here's a man taking you to meet his family. A lot of times that's what we want, to meet his family and to see, you know, where he comes from. So that means he, you know, wants you to be a part of his family, okay? So that's a good thing. He is embarrassed by them, though. He is embarrassed. And it doesn't sound like they'll be coming around because he's embarrassed. And it took you a while to meet them in the first place. He knows how they are because he said he hoped they weren't a deal breaker meeting them. So we can't pick our family members. We know that, but we can decide how we deal with them. So you decide, you make the decisions of, you know, if and when they come to your house and how that's going to play out and all that. I mean, otherwise, if you love this man, you know, you're going to have to deal with his family at some point. So, you know, your options are to what? Sell your new house that you just bought in the town he grew up in. I doubt if that's going to happen, you know, because you guys just bought it. The housing market is crazy, all that. The other thing is, you know, you guys can build a life together, you know, when you do get married. It sounds like you're headed in that direction. This is a man you love. Build a life you together with this man and have minimal contact with his family. Don't invite them over. Steve?
This one is interesting. Everybody got some family members in their own family that they don't really care for. So I can only imagine that there's going to be some people in their family, your spouse, mate, lover, friend, fiance, whatever, in their family that you're not going to like. Now, y'all been together 2 years, you're moving kind of quick, you're 33 years old, you met online, but you know, this was the dude. You know, y'all got a job. You got offered a promotion. You transferred to the city where your boyfriend grew up. You say right at the top, I hate all his family and friends. Every last one of them. We decided to take the job that you got offered a promotion in. We'd get married, so we relocated to the city that he grew up in. We bought a house within a week of moving. It all happened quickly. And then right after y'all got settled, he decided it was time for me to meet his parents. Now, here's the tricky part. They don't live together, but they're married. He said it's complicated. We'll get into that in a minute. I thought it was strange that I'd never met them, but he always said ain't no rush, because he knew. He loved you. He can't let you meet his other side, because you ain't going to understand it. Now, he's different. He knew this was coming. Here's what happened that made me hate everyone. Wow. We invited everybody out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to a buffet restaurant. Now, right here. We're talking about size now.
Size or sides?
Size.
Oh, okay.
When the whole family insists the only way we going out has got to be buffet. This ain't the first time they done made that decision. This is a family thing, and if you go to buffets a lot, you have some size on you. We'll get into the rest of it when we come back. These are big people we're talking about.
We'll have Steve Harvey's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, okay? The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, I hate all of his family and friends. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and finish up your response. Today's subject is I hate all of his family and friends.
You know, like I said, this is going to be rough because everybody got some family members they don't care for. So once you get into a relationship with somebody else, they're going to have some family members you don't care for. But your hatred for them came all at once. This is why you hate. You ain't met them but one time, and you have reached the conclusion that you hate all of them.
Everybody.
You know, now, y'all done moved together, y'all relocated, y'all bought a house, y'all done moved in it, you got settled. He told you it wasn't no rush to meet his parents. Now, you thought it was a little bit strange, but he knew, because this could be a deal breaker. First of all, they his parents, but they don't live together. We're going to get into that as to why. I figured this out in the letter. Here's what happened to make me hate everyone. We invited everybody out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to go into a buffet restaurant. Now, when everybody say we had to go to a buffet restaurant, it's because they need more bought to the table, and they wants to go get their own portion sizes. Because they are unhappy with the portions and choices of the menu. Okay. Some people like their gravy to run into their potato salad. They want their ham laying on top of their greens. You got to be able to go and fix your own plate. These is big people we're talking about now. And I know they big people because they've decided as a unit we ain't going nowhere unless it's a buffet. These is big people now, and I'm just going to tell you, you don't like my answer, I don't care. I've come to the conclusion in this Strawberry Letter, this is a place full of big people and I approve it. I don't like eating at buffets because I'm not bougie. It's just because I'm very sick. I got sick one time from eating at a buffet, and that has scarred me from life. Nothing stops big people from eating at a buffet. They done all been sick. They done all seen people pick over the food. They done seen people talk under the shield while they getting their food. But big people they done seen the sneezes. They done all that. They cough. But big people don't give a... Because buffets is for big people. Two of his childhood friends came. They smell like a weed factory. That's because they smoke weed. Thus, the other reason we got to go to a buffet, because we got the munchies now. See, this buffet is all coming together now. And they were rapping explicit lyrics at the table. Hell, cause they high. You 33, all his friends is old wannabe rappers that ain't never made it. Now they at the table rapping explicit lyrics cause they high and they hungry. His parents got in an argument cause his dad called his mama a trick and she flipped him off. Nah, we getting into why they don't live together.
Right.
Real big people don't like staying together because it ain't a lot of room. They at the buffet. They can't stand each other. See, the argument was a flip-off because that's all she had the energy for. She was big. She'd have got up and walked around there and said, what you say? But she crossed the table. She couldn't get up, so she just flipped him off because she big. She at the table. And he knew she wasn't going to get up. That's why he called her a trick in front of everybody. But he got the trick from the two little rapper friends because they was probably doing a Trick Daddy song.
This is terrible.
See how this working out right now?
Put all this together.
I'll put all this together. They were doing a Trick Daddy rap song. That's where he got the term trick from.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know it.
Trick Daddy. Then,
yeah.
Really?
Then she didn't want to mention the four little filthy kids, and I know they filthy because fat people don't like bathing other people. So now the little kids is filthy. Yeah, because them big people ain't got no time to be washing them kids and stuff. You got bent over in the bathtub, breathing, losing your breath and all this here. So just put some clothes on these little filthy kids and let them run around. My boyfriend paid the bill for all these grown people. He looked so embarrassed. He whispered that he hopes this isn't a deal breaker. I don't want any of these people to come over to our house, but how do I tell him that he's not at all like them? So do you think he will understand if I'm honest? Well, Shirley said you shouldn't be honest. And I can understand that, and I respect that too. But you're going to have to be honest. But if you don't want to be honest, there's some things you can do to keep that out of your house. First of all, you let it be known that none of your meals would be served buffet style. That's the first thing. We don't put no plates out where you can go around scoop your own. No. That'll keep they big out the house right there. And then secondly, when they come over, tell them that they have to select off a predetermined menu what they want to eat when they come over. That fat people don't like that. They not coming. And you can keep them people out your house for years like that. For years.
Oh, look at the time.
Or every time you have a family gathering, can they be right back down to that buffet and deal with it and then just go home. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, please hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
That's a great answer.
At SteveHarveyFM.com if you want to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.